Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I'd imagine you're kind of.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello, hello. For you, it's week two, but for our prisoners, I mean guests, it's still the same night. Remember last week when we talked about all the facts that Angela created about like how...
I didn't create those facts. I found them.
Yeah, that's what they want you to believe. that's what we... Anyway, all the facts that Angela found on the internet. Well, poor Kobe and Judy haven't had to... hadn't had the opportunity to leave yet, and neither have I. So it's day two for us.
So welcome back to another By the By.
Welcome
everyone
back.
Is prisoner.
If you missed last week, for the love of God, go back and listen to last week where you can hear us talk about penis sizes and how there might be a penis the size of Kobe out there.
and the loudest penis.
And the loudest penis, which is louder than me and one of my Hawaiian shirt suits.
And the longest chest hair. Let's not forget that one.
And somebody, the longest chest
somebody hair. Did not wax that for a very long time.
I like to imagine this person taking that chest hair and using it as floss. And like giving it a name. If you had a giant chest hair, what would you name it?
Kevin.
I don't even think about it. And honestly, I think Kevin might be my name too, to be honest. What would yours be?
Can't go with Agnes.
Jeeves.
Jeeves. Oh, so you could just ask it.
Ask it. Yeah. Hey, Jeeves.
Angela?
What's happening?
Margaret.
Oh, I love that. Like, look at you, good. Like being progressive.
Yeah. Oh, I could have called it Floss.
Oh, that's good. Yes. So, welcome back to another episode of By the By. With our dear, wonderful, very accommodating friends.
Prisoners.
Prisoners. Sorry.
Hey, we're playing with alcohol. It's fine.
We are liquoring them up, Kobe and Judy. Judy doesn't have a drink.
No, I'm good.
Oh.
I've got to get up early and go to work in the morning. Screw that.
If anyone sees me blink twice during this podcast, send help.
That's right, which is why we do podcasts and not YouTube videos.
Going back to the introduction, you blinked once, and that was
honestly,
it. And you didn't open your eyes again.
You were so into the music that I was like, oh, my God, am I like Eurydice, Eurysides? What's a fucking guy from fucking Hadestown? Eurydice. There it is.
Yeah, Eurydice. No, I was deep in
Orpheus. Orpheus. God damn, that's the music. Yeah. Sorry, I'm better.
I was deep in thought in the intro of how many times has Bradford actually said, we're not sluts, and how many times has Angela said, take your pants off, mum needs playtime.
And Kobe's like, and I got to 10,000. Yes, well, we aren't sluts. Angela wants you to take your pants off. Angela also wants you to support us at any level on our Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast, where you can hop right in to our Discord chat. That's right. That's how you meet us. All four of us are currently in the Discord chat. Some of us voluntarily.
Some people participate and other people don't.
Yes. Some people lurk and that's okay. You can
and
lurk.
We love the lurkers. Yeah.
Every now and again, they pop up and you're like, oh, hey, where have you been hiding?
New person.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to touch myself now. I only masturbate when a lurker speaks on Discord.
Bullshit.
Okay. I just want you to make a lurker's channel now.
And all it's going to be is like, dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Nothing there. Yeah. Nobody posting.
Can you please make sure you add me first?
Okay, so last week. Oh, sorry. Before we get into that, next pendulum is February 9th. Be there or be square. Mm-hmm. I'm really kicking around coming up with a theme for it. I think themes are important. What theme would you like to see? That's not a question. That is a request, but that is more of a question for the people out in podcast land. Mm. So podcast people, what theme would you like to see? Additionally, so we didn't talk about it last week because, you know, we're shy. We have a Redbubble account now. And so if you go to Redbubble and search By the By Designs, you'll be able to find some of the clever things we've said, both of them. You'll get to see, like, if it's your birthday, there's a Kiss Me, It's My Birthday shirt, because to be absolutely fucking honest, I wanted another one of those. I had one. I loved it. Couldn't find one anywhere, so I just fucking, fuck you, I make one.
Just made your own.
I made my own. Yeah. And now you can have the same one that I made that I will wear on my birthday, which is at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So, there's mugs. There's other sexy things. We're not going to talk about this every episode. This is just this episode. Uh-oh.
I'm going to borrow that shirt when we're on our cruise.
You should. Mm. Oh, my God. There you go. So now it'll have Judy Stank all over it, and I'll be like, oh, yeah. I rubbed that Judy Stank. I won't even wash it. I'll be like, yeah, it smells like... Is that a Kobe spot? God damn it. Take that shit off.
This is why we don't have nice things.
This is why we don't have nice things. So, yes. Go to redbubble.com, search By the By Designs. I don't fucking know. But there's a lot of queer and amazing things on there. Because we made it just for us.
Yeah.
And if you like it, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Angela.
Okay.
You're in charge.
So,
you're the boss.
So what we started last week, which you should have already listened to, and if you haven't, stop now, go back, listen to it, then come back here.
Or be a rebel.
I am.
You don't have to listen to Angela. This is the only time that Dom, Angela, that you could be like, fuck you, bitch, I'll do what I want.
No, I'm watching. I'm listening. I'm paying attention. I'm like watching. I'm tracking everything.
She's currently in your toilet. She will come out.
So last week we thought it would be fun to go through and look at like sexy records and particularly Guinness Book of World Records, right?
Actually, my favorite sexy record is Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Okay. Got it. Yep. Also, it is no longer Guinness Book of World Records. It's just Guinness World Records.
Because they don't do books.
No.
Books are nerds. So,
that's right.
Anyway.
Costs too much to print.
So I found somewhat related, as close as I could find, sex-related, relationship-related types of records from the Guinness World Records website. So not going through a book or anything, just going searching for terms on their website. So probably if we dig deep, we might find other things. I just went with the quickest, easiest search terms because...
Lazy.
Yeah, I know. So this is what we've put together. And so we started last week with records that are in Guinness World Records. We have some more this week. We are also going to make the switch, and we'll announce when it happens. We're going to make the switch to other records that are out there and verified in a way, but they're not in the Guinness World Records book.
But Guinness is like, you know, it's not for us.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
We're going to pass on that one.
Probably, yeah. So we'll just keep chugging through and continuing on. So the way that it was working is that I have what the record is, and then I have four choices, and everybody has to choose what they think. We discuss it, and at the end of like all of this, so not the end of this episode, but at the end of all of this, we will see who wins and who has the most knowledge in this department.
Does the winner actually win something?
I reckon that could be arranged.
You can go down on me, whoever it is.
Oh. that's a prize?
No, it's not. She gives that out for free. Have you ever been to a pendulum party?
I don't know. We can come up with, we'll work on a prize.
I want a medal.
Okay, I'll make you a medal.
What about a chest?
How about a mug?
Fuck, fine, I'll be happy with a mug.
Okay, are we ready to start back?
Yes.
Okay. The first one we're going to go with this week is the longest kissing relay, the number of participants.
Wait, is this like I kiss you, you kiss Kobe, Kobe kisses Judy, Judy kisses me?
Uh-huh. Okay, and this is unique participants?
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
Wait, like everybody in the circle? Like
how many people are in there?
Is it a line or a circle?
Oh my God, I don't know.
It is not a circle or a square.
Can I give you the choices?
Let's get the choices.
Sure.
Okay. We have 969.
That is not what I expected.
1,015.
Okay.
2,350. 5,100.
I love the look that Judy gives me when she thinks I'm stupid. It's fucking brilliant. And yes, I am stupid.
Where would you have thought the numbers would be?
I thought this was going to be a time thing. Like, if the four of us decided to break a Guinness Book of World Records, where we kiss back and forth, like, it was like...
I said number of participants.
Yeah.
969. Okay. Only because it's got 69 okay. in it.
All right.
People are going to think that was an edit. It wasn't. That's a Judy. Anyway, yes, you said number of people, but it could still be like 10,000 hours and four people.
No, that's not it.
This is unique participants.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's 2,300 in there?
2,350.
2,350. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
I'm going to say it happened in South Korea.
Okay.
Oh, that's a...
All right. Mm. I do know where it happened. So.
I feel like that's a good prediction, but at the same time, I have a different prediction.
Yeah.
What was the number above 2,300?
5,100.
That's my number, 5,100. Wait. That's awfully round.
Boom, boom.
All right. I'm going to say, what are we, Netflixing now? I'm going to say 5,100, and I'm going to say, although South Korea is fucking brilliant, that it was France.
Okay. The correct answer is 1,015.
Wow.
Losers. All right.
We're all wrong.
The closest without going over.
We are all meeting at Area 51.
The longest kissing relay consists of 1,015 participants achieved by, I'm going to very much butcher this.
Excellent.
Ayuntamiento de Teruel in Spain.
Yeah.
Spain.
We cannot.
Teruel, Spain on the 13th of April, 2018. The record attempt was to celebrate the 800th anniversary of the tragic lovers of the Teruel story. I don't know what this is, but now we need to look up. And I wish I'd read that before. I would have looked it up. Let me see if I can do a very, very quick search to find something about this Teruel story.
This is why this episode's gone after 2 weeks.
I love that, though. After in week two, we're still looking shit up.
We'll look shit up.
Look, so I'm going to say that we should do our own. I think we can get more than 1,500 people. And we can do it in honor of Romeo and Juliet. And we can go from Stafford-on-Avon to, I don't know, Dublin. We'll go over an ocean.
Okay. Ooh. So just a very first article that comes up here, The Two Lovers of Teruel. It's in the Church of San Pedro de Teruel in Spain. These magnificently sculpted tombs represent Spain's own legendary version of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, see?
This pair of tombs was created after two mummified bodies were discovered in the 16th century. The mummies were believed to belong to legendary lovers of Teruel, T-E-R-U-E-L. Probably butchering it, but it's fine. The story goes that two early 13th century childhood sweethearts, Diego Martinez Marcilla and Isabel Segura, were prevented by Isabel's father from marrying once they came of age. Isabel's wealthy father did not want her marrying into the Marcilla family because Diego's father had fallen on hard times. Isabel was able to persuade her father to wait 5 years before marrying her off to someone else. During these years, Diego is meant to leave town and make his fortune elsewhere. Isabel's father agreed, and the 5 years passed without a word from Diego. When he was finally able to return to the town 5 years later, Diego was distraught to find that Isabel's father had forced her to marry the day before his arrival. Diego did not realize he was one day late, as had not considered the day the agreement was reached to be part of the 5-year limit.
He forgot the leap year.
Mm. Yeah. That night, when Diego climbed into Isabel's bedroom, she refused to kiss him out of loyalty to her new husband, who was asleep next to her. Brokenhearted, Diego fell down at her feet and died. Isabel was so grief-stricken that she died at Diego's funeral. The citizens of Teruel, who knew the story of the two childhood sweethearts, insisted that they lie buried together. The 16th century discovery of two mummies added further fuel to the legend. Despite modern evidence that these two bodies could not be the two lovers, people still visit the ornate mausoleum that houses their alleged remains. The two tombs, designed by Juan de Avalos, depict the couple reaching out to each other in death.
Is anybody else here sad for the husband who woke up and found a dead dude in his room, and then his wife is like so distraught that she dies at the dead dude's funeral? Anybody else feel bad for that guy?
I'm glad it wasn't the alive dude's funeral.
I'm also just thinking that Shakespeare is just plagiarist. He's just no original stories on there at all.
Look, but aren't there only like 11 like root stories or something? Something like that.
And they're all attributed to Shakespeare. That's bullshit.
Cool story.
So there's that. Yeah, okay. So if we need to break this record, I feel like we could do this. More than 1,015 people, we could do this.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
All right, podcast listeners, Area 51, 2025.
All year.
What if we, can you go from Stafford on Avon to Verona? No, you can't. There's a channel in the way. All right, we'll figure it out.
Okay, so next up. And there's two versions of this one. We'll do this one first. The longest underwater kiss we have.
Were they drowning?
The options are 1 minute, 24 seconds. 2 minutes, 45 seconds, 3 minutes, 50 seconds, 4 minutes, 6 seconds.
3 minutes, 50. Yeah. I think I can make out for
underwater.
Underwater.
I just love how arbitrary these are. 3 minutes, 50 versus 4 minutes, 6. You know, is that a couple of.
Dude, if you're trying to hold your breath swirls. Underwater, like.
Yeah, well, 60 seconds is.
Tongue swirls. I like that.
I think every second would count at that point.
It could do. I'm going to go 406 just because, you know,
okay.
Tom Cruise can do it. Why can't they?
Go the second one.
All right.
What was the second one?
2 minutes, 45.
That's probably the smart one.
So we've got 245, 350, and 4.6 have been chosen.
Yeah.
Okay. The correct answer is 4 minutes and 6 seconds. The longest underwater.
Are we going to murder him?
Oh, yeah.
The longest underwater kiss is 4 minutes and 6 seconds, achieved by Beth Neal, South Africa, and Miles Cloutier, Canada, at Lux South Ari Atoll in the Maldives. On February 4th, 2023, this is a very recent
one. Holy shit, that was this
real
year.
Recent.
She's 40, he's 33. They attempted this record in the Infinity Pool.
Fucking Gray Robert. That's what I like. Yeah, mama.
They attempted this record in the Infinity Pool at the Lux Resort, showcasing their immense breath-holding capability.
How long can I hold my breath?
Six seconds.
Also underwater, too, right? So, anyway.
You have to hold it underwater. If you breathe, you're dead anyway.
Right.
Okay, so then the second part to this is
why did they do it?
No.
Oh.
It's another record. It's the longest underwater kiss, mouth-to-mouth breathing.
Oh, that's where somebody is breathing into your mouth. I've seen that in movies, like for scuba diving. Like you take a breath and then I blow it into your mouth.
Do you want to know the options for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Very Not different. Really. Very different.
Okay.
20 minutes, 11 seconds. 26 minutes, 39 seconds, 31 minutes, 2 seconds, 40 minutes, 22 seconds.
31 minutes and 2 seconds.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm going to lock in 3102.
Me too.
Well, because it's the perfect length for a sitcom. And you can sit down and you can watch the whole episode while you're breathing. Then you go up again.
We watched Frasier season 3, episode 4.
Actually, though, what you're forgetting about that is that it's not actually 30 minutes once you take out the commercials.
29, 28 yeah. minutes, baby.
Yeah. Are they streaming 24. Or are they watching on free?
We're streaming.
Oh, yeah, but you still have the if you're doing it through YouTube, you still have those stupid channels.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, ads on YouTube.
Okay, well, you're all wrong. It's 20 minutes and 11 seconds. It was achieved by Nicolai Linder, Germany, at the I don't know how to pronounce this. Tauchcenter. TAUCHCENTER.
Say it with confidence. We'll believe you.
Freiburg, Germany, on 18th of March, 2012.
Sorry, did they achieve that by themselves?
It only has one name on here.
That's impressive.
Wait. I'm sorry. But who were they kissing?
I don't know. I'm just reading it from the website, Guinness World Records website. That's all it says.
Wait. I'm confused.
Underwater kiss, mouth-to-mouth breathing.
Oh, maybe they have multiple people they do mouth-to-mouth with.
Oh.
And they're the one actually underwater the whole time, and I come in with a full set of oxygen and go down. I don't know. And maybe only one person gets the record.
But that seems unfair.
It does.
That seems unfair.
I feel like maybe you have something there. Because I don't know how else that would happen, right?
Yeah, well, and why is only one person attributed?
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. This is...
I was trying to see...
Can we get to the naughty ones?
Yeah, okay. All right, screw this. Let's move on. All right, so we have the most couples kissing simultaneously.
Is this going to be one of those cult marriage things?
Yeah, I'm thinking it will
be. 1982, that Australian dude?
Do you want to know numbers of options?
Yes.
How many couples, right? 9,185, 13,577, 20,450, 24,035.
I can't remember any of those numbers.
So, okay, so
A, B, C, or D.
Yeah. 9,000,
9,000,
13,000, 20,000, or 24,000?
20,000. I think that's dumb, though.
No, all this is dumb. I think this may be where my South Korea kicks in. I think it's 24,000 and it was simultaneous marriage and it was the I do and they all get kissed. But it may be 20,000. I'm going to lock in 24 just so we have a winner.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to have a winner either way.
Right.
I'll go the one before that one.
20,000, yeah.
Yep.
I said 20,000.
You said 20,000. Okay. The correct answer is 13,577.
Not the one before that one. Yeah.
It was achieved by MB Produce
M. Night Shyamalan.
Something is Brazil. It was in Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. Okay.
During Carnifacul in 2014 in Sao Paulo, Brazil on 17th of May 2014.
Can I just say, I get so turned on watching you struggle to speak words because you were the most eloquent person I know and it's nice to see you struggle.
Yeah, good. Glad I can help you.
It helps.
I'm happy to help there, you know, babe. Always there to help. All right, so now we're going to move into marriages. And children and things and scary stuff.
Oh, good.
Stupid this, people.
I said fun stuff. I'm going to need more wine.
All right. Sorry. All right. So we are refilled on wine. Ready to go. Ready we're ready for the marriages now. Okay. So we now have the most monogamous marriages by a female.
Wait.
Mm-hmm, I know where you're going.
Okay. No, you know what? I don't even care anymore.
I mean, we're going to say reportedly monogamous because that's all you can go by, right? Like, we're going to assume no cheating or anything because what else do we have to go by?
Mm. Oh, I misheard that. Like, you mean by number. I was like, oh, my God, she is the most monogamous.
No. So that's
she's
like,
so monogamous, no, she doesn't even masturbate.
Who's had the most number of marriages that were monogamous and not open and whatever? Yeah,
so we know, like, Elizabeth Taylor was married 8 times.
Yeah, but, like, three or four of those were the same feller.
Well, that's true.
Like Angela's aunt.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are you ready for the numbers? Mm-hmm. All right.
Sure.
We have 12, 23, 27, and 34.
See, this is the problem with monogamy right there. That is what you just said.
Serial monogamist.
Captain Crunch. I'm going to say it was done by Captain Crunch.
I'm going to stay monogamous 23 times.
All right. And Judy? You going to lock in your number?
Yeah, I'll go 23 as well.
Okay.
I'm going to say, why are there no female cereal mascots?
What are you talking about?
Well, like Captain Crunch and Tony the Tiger, Boo Berry, Frankenberry.
I thought you meant cereal, like I was talking cereal monogamy, not like cereal, the food you eat.
Oh, sorry. I was wondering why there's no ladies that are in charge of cereal.
What about Toucan Sam?
Sugar Smacks? Dig'em? Remember Dig'em? Did you all have Dig'em?
Maybe we don't know the gender of Toucan Sam.
All right. Yeah. Anyway. I'm sorry. What were the numbers again? I was thinking about cereal.
12, 23, 27, 34.
34. I'm going all the way.
Baby. Go big. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Okay. It is 23, so Kobe and Judy are correct. Yay. The greatest number of monogamous marriages by a woman is 23 by Linda Essex from the U.S. Her most recent marriage was June of 1996 when she married Glenn Scotty Wolf, who happens to hold the record for the most marriages by a male, which is next. You have to guess his number. He died 10 days before their first anniversary.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Did she murder him?
Were they just
is that
like,
how she had so many marriages?
Did they all die?
I don't know. I didn't look this up.
I just want to know if they were both one short and they've gone, hey, let's get married. We'll get in the book.
Do you want to?
You want to do it?
You know what turns me on? Guinness Book Records. That's my thing. Show me your fingernails. How many skin flakes do you have in that drawer?
Oh, God.
Want to see my jar of toenail clippings? Yeah, Guinness even went blah.
Okay. So the most monogamous marriages by male, her partner.
Scotty Wolf.
Scotty Wolf.
Yep, good, good. Listen.
All right, go Scotty.
We have 15, 19, 26, or 29.
26.
29.
I'm going to go 15.
Okay. The correct answer is 29.
Ooh, good one.
Well, if she had so many.
I thought he was maybe.
Oh, wait till you hear this.
Oh, good.
The greatest number of marriages contracted by one person.
Like it's an STI.
Oh, I've contracted marriage.
Contract. Oh, shit. Like you're a contract. You're signing a contract. In the monogamous world is 29 by former Baptist minister Glenn Scotty Wolf.
Fuck, I hate
who Baptist. First married in 1927 and believed he had a total of 41 children. His last wife was Linda Essex, who's the record holder female. They married in June 1996, most likely as a PR stunt, but he died alone in a nursing home at the age of 88, 10 days before their first anniversary. So, like, and this is what gets me, is that, like, you can get married and divorced billions of times, and that's okay with many religions, but an open relationship's bad. Why? Yeah. Why?
Also, there's this very sad thing that you said, which is he was married how many billions of times he had, which means according to religion that he was in love those many of times. Mm. And then he had 41 children and yet he died alone in a nursing home. Fuck you, monogamy.
Mm.
Mm.
Anyway, if I die alone, I blame all of you and I'm going to come and haunt you.
I don't know enough about the Baptists, but is that you marry once only? Is that the idea?
Well, that's every that's Christianity. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly like, right.
You can that's divorce, the idea, but you then divorce. You wear the the mark of shame.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
he's got a lot of marks of shame. He's got like a sash of badges.
It's like that sash of condoms.
Yeah, like the sash of condoms that we saw at
because they stapled them, and that's what
got 41 right. Staples kids. Through a condom. That's a big problem.
That's a good point.
That helps. That helps.
Mm.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you sad? Me too. You know what makes me less sad? Sex toys. So go to adameve.com. It's like, don't judge me. Sex toys make me happy. Go to adameve.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI. Why? Because you know what makes me less sad? 50% off. That's right. 50% off one of my sex toys. What else makes me happy? What makes me truly happy is free shipping. It doesn't take a lot to make me happy. Giving me something for free, that does it. Also, 6 videos on demand and some extra things thrown in my little happy box. Look, sometimes after it's been used a little, it's a bit of a bigger happy box, but it's at least a medium to large size happy box. Look, buy more sex toys is what I'm saying. Bigger ones.
Hey, I have a name.
Oh my God. Angela's part of, this is my part of the podcast.
Don't talk about my box. Your box, whoever's box.
It's still free shipping. Angela's part. I'm not prepared for this. But go to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI. The important things are 50% off and free shipping. If you're looking for a game to play in the new year with all your sexy friends, getting them to relax and unwind and then take off their clothes, the best way to do it? Well, it's a little game called Curious Humans Game. So all you have to do, go to curioushumansgame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. You'll get 10% off. You can get the base game. You can also get the Curious Aussies. You can also get Deviant Humans, Morbid Humans, or Kinky Humans. That's curioushumansgame.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. Bilsons, if you're still listening, we would love to have a sponsorship. I'm just saying we really love your alcohol. We don't also Four Roses in Kentucky, if you're listening. We love you too. Like, this is free for you. Four Roses Bilsons. Bilsons is Australian for all of our American listeners. And Four Roses, they're from the U.S. They're from the happiest state on earth. Well, I mean, the happiest state is clearly New Mexico, but they're from they're in Kentucky. It's the bourbon. Look, all I'm saying is if you're into bourbon, drink Four Roses, email them and tell them about By the By. That's all I'm saying. Also, Bilsons. Love you. Bye. All right. Entertain us.
Okay. We have, and this feels like a very specific one that somebody did because they wanted to get into the books.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You're not going to be excited.
I'm not.
It's the most children fathered by a monogamous monarch.
Wait.
Take that in for a moment.
Monogamous monarch.
So a monogamarch.
Monogamous. Yeah, so it's basically which monarch had the most children with a single partner, right? Options are...
I have opinions, but they all sound racist.
Options are 21, 25, 32, and 48.
Well, the dude...
21 even sounds way too many.
Well, no, but that dude before had 41. Do they have to be with the same person?
Monogamous monarch.
Oh, that poor lady.
Monogamous.
Oh, God, she was a factory.
Yeah, so she's a factory. So she gets...
21 is way too many.
She's like the queen... Alien in Aliens.
What was the number in the 30s?
It was 32.
Can you please repeat the numbers?
I'm gonna lock in 32.
At the end, they were just walking out going, hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. I just feel sad for this lady. She was used, and I guarantee you, you don't know her name.
Actually, yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Yeah, I feel better now.
Okay, so we have a 32...
Sorry, can you... What was
21, 25,
32,
48.
25.
Okay.
I'm going to say 21 because I just feel sorry for the lady.
Okay. It is 21. Oof. So Bradford gets this one. The most prolific monogamous royal was Prince Hartman of Liechtenstein.
Fuck you, Liechtenstein. Smallest country in the European nation.
1612 to 1686, who had 21 children by Countess Elizabeth zu Salm-Reifferscheid.
Rough
shit. 1623 to 1688.
I think it's pronounced rough shit. Because that poor lady.
She went through some.
Yeah. So there you go.
I mean, that's why you should never be a countess, because then people expect you to count things.
Good. Okay, so while we're on...
sadness.
I was going to say, while we're on, you know, people in power, we have the most married premier, which is the category. But to make it easier, so we don't have to come up with names, I'm going to say, what country were they from? Was it the UK, Canada, Australia, or Germany?
The most married.
Wait, so I know that Australia and Canada have premiers. Mm-hmm. Does the UK have a premier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. And there's the Premier of London.
I should have known Angela's. She's pretty good on this, so she probably... Germany does as well, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
It can't be Australia, right, y'all?
I don't think so. It'd be something that would float around Australian folklore, I think.
You all would have a beer named after this.
Exactly. Person. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or a pool.
Or a church named after us.
Yeah. Yeah. There would be something.
And I don't know any Davos, so...
Davo! Yeah. Fucking oath, mate.
Yeah. We'd actually probably have a public holiday in their honour.
Well, you honestly would. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I'm going with UK.
I'm going to go with Canada, because I think that one of their, like, little Bigfoot kind of guys...
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to lock in Germany.
I'm sorry, what was this for?
Most married premier.
Most married.
Like having had so many marriages.
Marriages. Which premier has had the most marriages?
Was it while they were in office?
No.
Just in general.
Definitely Canada. Yeah. Because the ladies drop like flies up there.
Okay.
Well, they're sort of a bit French too. Ha ha. Oui, oui. Fuck you. Yeah. 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 Okay. No, I'm going to get lock in Germany.
Okay. The correct answer is Germany.
Oh,
fuck. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, born 1944.
So he was both married and not married at the same time, right? He just threw it in a box.
It wasn't Schrodinger.
Oh, sorry, Schroeder. So he was a pianist.
He was in office from 1998 to 2005, and he's been married four times, making him the most married prime minister of a monogamous
society.
Okay,
that's not terrible. You're almost there, Angela. You get rid of me, you could be premier. You fucking win.
Oh, right. I'm doing this.
See ya.
If we divorce, you could marry Kobe and then divorce him and marry me again. And then you could be in the Guinness Book of World Records if you get elected premier.
Yeah. Prime Minister.
Yeah. How hard could that be?
Oh, it should be fine.
Look at Australia in the last decade. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. I can do this. All right. Life goals. So now we're going to move away from humans. We're going to move to amphibians.
Doing it froggy style.
I'm going to add an extra word in here. I'm going to say the first known. But the actual record is the first monogamous amphibian. And we're going to go with the general type.
Kermit the Frog.
That's what I was going to say.
We're going to go with the general type here. So very broad. Is it
Muppet the Frog. Muppet Frogs.
Sorry. Is it a newt, a frog, a cane toad, or a salamander?
She had a very specific cane toad, so I don't think that's correct. Because toads are toads. Cane toads are cane toads. I love the people at home. Just the way, you fucking dumbass. Yeah. Fuck you. It's my podcast.
Just take a guess.
It's a newt. A newt. I say newt.
Salamander.
Which is basically a newt, but wetter. It's a sexy newt. Right? Am I wrong?
Moister.
It's a moist newt. It's
moist.
It's a newt that you she's like, spit on me. Like, all right. Now I'm a salamander.
Fine. I wanted to lean towards newt, but I'm playing this whole neutral game, so I'll go frogs.
Newt Gingrich kind of thing.
Okay, so Kobe is correct.
Fuck you, frog.
What did you say?
Newt. I said it like eight times, and Judy. Oh, are we married now?
Sorry, who are you? Oh God!
The first monogamous amphibian revealed by scientific study is the mimic poison frog, Ranitamaya imitator, a native to rainforests in eastern Peru. Pairs of adult male and female frogs will stay together for life and share the duties of caring for their offspring by parental care. After the female lays her eggs on a leaf, the male fertilizes them, and when they hatch into tadpoles, he then carries each one in turn on his back into a tiny, nutrient-deficient pool of rainwater that has collected in the axils of leaves on trees and other tall plants, and into which he deposits the tadpole. He remains there afterwards to protect them while they mature, and every week or so he calls to the female, who then comes to lay unfertilized eggs in this tiny pool, which serves as nutriment for the tadpoles. The research that confirmed this frog's monogamous behavior was published in the American Naturalist in April 2010. DNA samples have been extracted from between the toes of pairs of R imitator parents and compared with DNA from their tadpoles' tails in order to determine genetically whether successive batches of tadpoles within a given leaf axle pool really were the products of the same two parents, and the comparison's results have confirmed that in almost every case they were. Interestingly, moreover, a very closely related species, the variable poison frog R variabilis, does not display this close-knit system of monogamy and biparental care. Investigating the reason for this different reproductive strategy, researchers discovered that it was because the adult females of this latter species lay their eggs in much larger nutrient-rich pools, so they do not have to stay around to provide the resulting tadpoles with unfertilized eggs as nutriment.
Do you ever think that that first frog is looking at the second frog and then looking at his little froglings and being like, fuck, God damn it, she put it in the fine, I'll carry it over to this pool over here. Just fucking one at a time. Come on, Kevin. Dun, 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 dun. All right, Lilissa. Dun, 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 dun. All right, you know, Bradford. Dun,
dun, dun. And then they get over there. It's like, God damn it, why aren't there more nutrients here?
They're like, all right, bitch, come here. Give me your eggs.
And then they feast on the eggs, like the unfertilized eggs.
Yeah. Which goes back to the crickets from last episode. All he has to do is sperm in them, and his little babies can eat his sperm.
Yeah,
if you think that's gross now, listen to last week's podcast. But, like, also, she's the whole time going, like, you know, if you don't do this, I'm going to poison you. I am a poison dart frog. This is my job. I will fucking kill you. And he's like, but look over there.
Herbilis.
Herbilis over there. Like, excuse me, You, excuse me? Look at my eyes. You did not marry Mrs. Virabilis. You married me. All right? And if you don't love me and my babies, like, fuck. You know what? The other thing I fucking hate about this is like the fucking Republicans are going to look at this and go, you know, there is a species of frog that is monogamous. So if frogs can do it, why can't you? Like, fuck you, Newt. Anyway. Sorry. I never thought I would have wanted to be like a newt. Anyway, so that's, I'm going to get off my little stool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're good. Are we? Are we?
Let me drink my wine.
Are we ready to move on from the...
Judy might be scared now. Sorry, I'm just riffing.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Okay. We're going to go on to something a little more exciting, however. A little larger than a frog.
A toad.
The largest natural breasts.
I honestly feel like you put this in the chat GTP and be like, just tell me sex facts. And there's like, did you know that there was a species of monogamous frog? Also, boobies come in all kinds of sizes.
I didn't. This is
it. How many frogs are how many frogs are in the largest natural breasts?
No, the order of this is just simply how I happened to find them when I was Googling or not Googling, but looking things up in the Guinness World Records site.
Right.
So it's
Googling boobs.
Random. Yeah.
It was like, I'm bored with frogs. Show me some boobs.
Okay. So the largest natural breasts, your options are, and this is bra size.
Cool.
46 triple E, 48 double L. Kobe's making size. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that's right.
48 V.
V?
52 I.
Wait, okay, so as somebody who doesn't understand a lot of things, but specifically cup sizes, when you say, do the letters wrap around?
No, the letters are the size of
I know that.
Yeah.
But
they get bigger and bigger.
But like...
The number is the wraparound.
But why is V cup? And the I... So V is more wraparound, no, V is but a smaller
bigger,
boob.
No. The V is a bigger cup for the boob. Mm-hmm. The number is the wraparound.
Give me the last two again, please.
Yeah.
The last two are 48 V, so 48 around.
So 48 around. Yeah.
And then giant cups.
Massive cups.
Yeah. And 52 so I.
Further around, but smaller cups.
Uh-huh. DD.
And if you go back to last week's podcast, you'll know there's no such thing as a bad boob.
No, all of these, I'm very excited to die by all of them.
Yeah.
She came in like a wrecking ball.
I think V is just an incredibly large.
I would need to know what that is. Like,
yeah.
That's like a Volkswagen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
V is a Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
That's double D to E.
She's double D. Angela's double D.
Double D or E, depending on
D.
Is there a double E?
No, I'm a D.
I thought you were a double D.
It depends on the bra, but typically a D.
Mine 14 E or 16 double D.
Yeah.
So, like, explain to me why there's like a double A and an A and a D and a double D, but are there any other letters that are doubled? Why is it just the Ds?
But also, double A smaller, double D is bigger.
That's stupid.
That's right. And triple E is a whole different thing. And
triple A is a place in France,
and
right?
And WWW is a whole different thing again.
Wait, you earned it. Hang on.
Oh, God, not again.
Just a shorter one. That was funny. Like, I don't understand boobs. I'm excited about
them. I love them.
I love them. I don't understand them.
Cope can tell you all about them.
Well, yeah, but he's like, he's a spokesperson for Honey Burdette.
I'm going to go with option D.
The I one.
Yes.
Okay, you're going 52 I.
Okay.
All right.
I honestly think the V is too large removed in the cup size. So what was the one before that? Was there like a K or 48 something?
48 double L.
I'm going to go the double L.
Wait, again, a double L.
Double L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What letters can be doubled?
Well, I will say that when I was looking this up, somewhere along the way of these records, there was somebody with I don't know the band size, but it was a triple K. And that's an unfortunate size.
Yeah, that's a terrible size.
Hi, so. Yes. Her bras were only white pointy hats.
Like Madonna style.
Yes. But they were only in white. And that's horrific.
So that's unfortunate. But anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that's where the double L comes from. I don't know. It's better.
So we know somebody with size G.
Yeah.
So it's not the first one.
Okay.
Nor the second one.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
So you have 48 V or 52 I are your two options left.
No, I could pick Kobe's. I could say the L one.
But you said it wasn't the second one.
What was the second
one? That's 48 double L.
Oh, what was the first one?
46 triple E.
No, it's not that one. Triple E. That sounds like something that an electrician would say to you. I'm sorry, I can't actually put a light switch here. There's a, see, we need a triple E point, and like, well, we only have a ohm double G. I don't know. I'm going to say B.
48. So you're going with Kobe. 48 double L.
Double L, yeah.
All right. So this was a tricky one.
Oh,
two answers were correct.
That's impossible.
No, it's not. Listen. Listen to why.
I refuse to listen.
Shut up and listen to me.
Do you have pictures?
Annie Hawkins Turner, better known as Norma Stitz, a.k.a. Enormous Tits, is the Atlanta-based fetish model and entrepreneur who's held this record for the largest breast since 1999.
Looking this up.
Now in her 60s, her bra size is a 48V. It is speculated that each breast weighs 28 pounds. However, 48V does not exist as a bra size, so she wears a 52I.
Oh, I feel bad for her now.
There you go.
So both of those are correct.
Yeah.
Her measurements were at this point, I guess, in December 1st, 1999. Her measurements were 70, 48, 52 inches.
That's just incredible.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Norma's Tits.
I looked up her. Annie, I can't find her.
Annie Hawkins Turner. It's a hyphenated last name.
That is one.
Norma or Norma Stitz. S-T-I-T-Z.
Oh, Norma Stitz. Sorry.
That is one massive backache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine.
Oh, laws.
I can't imagine.
Oh, laws.
All right. Pass the picture around.
As double D, do you both get backaches from time to time?
I've somebody who was a G, and she had breast reduction surgery because it was
her
too
boobs
bad.
Are the size of me.
Wow.
Okay.
Like,
I recommend everybody go and look that up.
I feel like you'd have to have like a trolley for each of
she
them.
She looks so happy.
She does.
Like,
she
I
does.
Love her.
And that's great. Yeah.
But literally, she has a boob the size of me.
Yeah.
How many pounds was each one?
So I saw one site said 28 pounds, one estimated 55 plus. So I don't really know. Yeah.
So no one's getting close enough to measure them properly.
I mean,
no one can.
No.
You could. Like, I mean, it would take a big scale, though, right?
It would.
Yeah.
Wow. They're beautiful boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're.
I mean, can you imagine, like, getting a hug from that? Oh, yeah.
It's like a weighted blanket that I need. I need a weighted boob blanket.
Mm-hmm.
We could be rich.
Yeah. Not with these boobs, you can't.
Okay.
Her partner died of suffocation. I'm joking.
Okay.
God, he is dead, though.
Oh, wow. Redford. Did we need to go down that hole?
Oh, I feel bad. He tried. He didn't make it out.
Aw. Okay, so now moving on. We're going to go to the that's all the ones that I can confirm on Guinness World Records.
Just as a side note, and you probably said this, but I just want to clarify once again, because I think it needs to be clear. Those are natural breasts.
Yeah, natural.
She was born with those.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Yes, but she was born with it.
Yeah.
So they're not Clayton's boobs.
No.
Not boobs you have when you haven't got boobs.
Okay.
Incredible.
So also, while we're talking about like big bras and things, I'm not going to make y'all guess these ones because it's a little complicated. But there are two records as well, bra related. One of them is for the largest bra. And so this largest bra was 26.72 meters, 87 feet, 7.97 inches on the underbust. And it had a bust measurement of 29.6 meters, 97 feet, 1.35 inches. It was achieved by Reckitt.
Ralph?
No. Ben Kisser, I don't know, in the UK and London on 28th of October 2011. The pink bra was built by Reckitt Ben Kisser and Vanish to raise awareness of breast cancer. The measurements were taken prior to the bra's unveiling at the ITV Tower at London South Bank.
I think I really hope they took that and made it into a hot air balloon afterwards.
I feel like the giant from Jack and the Beanstalk hooked that up to his mother.
The other one bra related is the longest bra chain. So the longest bra chain consists of 196,564 bras. It was achieved by Jennifer Jolicoeur, Athens, Jolicoeur, Athena's Home Novelties Incorporated, and the Athena's Cub, all USA, at River's Edge Park in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, U.S., on 16th of October, 2019. The completed bra chain measures 200.48 kilometers, 124.57 miles, and everybody's looking this up right now, and was displayed on a field in River's Edge Park, looped in a 38 meter by 38 meter square, piled 1 meter high. She was inspired to break the record in this category over a decade ago in honor of a friend diagnosed with breast cancer. Through her company, Athena's Home Novelties, Inc., Jennifer set up a charity called the Athena's Cup, whose mission was to raise awareness and money for breast cancer research by using the ultimate goal of breaking the record title for longest bra chain. Over 10 years, the Athena's Cup collected used bras from women and families all over North America to be used in the chain. Many of the bras bear handwritten messages from the names of loved ones lost to breast cancer, to words of encouragement from survivors and supporters. Finally, having collected enough bras, the Athena's Cup organized hundreds of volunteers of all ages from near and far to assemble the bra chain over 10 grueling 12-hour days during National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Once assembled, the record-breaking chain of donated bras serves as a moving illustration of the lives of all the lives that are affected by breast cancer.
I think that's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it takes my joke and just, like, destroys it.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to go with it because, well, you've been to this podcast before. Yeah. And if you haven't, please listen to last week. How long was it, Bras Across America? Because I'm pretty sure that was Jordan Peele's originally idea.
Hands Across America?
Yeah.
No.
I was actually just thinking that it's 200-odd kilometers across. Isn't that about the size of Rhode Island across?
Oh, good question. I have no idea.
Look at you.
Because Rhode Island's not that big of a... It's. Just, I don't know.
Fuck you, Australian.
Yeah.
I also don't know in kilometers.
Yeah, well, that too. But Rhode Island's not that big.
Okay, convert...
Which would be awesome. Record,
yeah, I'm on it.
Convert 37 miles to kilometers. It's 48 miles long, 37 miles wide.
Well... That's only like 78, 90 kilometers?
59 kilometers.
Yeah, 59.
That is wider than Rhode Island.
Wow. So
wait, how wide was it?
206.
So
that's like four Rhode Islands.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's why they had to stack it a meter high.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Just crazy. Okay. So moving on from the bras, we're now going to, so that was the end of the Guinness World Records ones that I can actually like look up on the site, verify.
So just to sadden our listeners, we probably have time for two of these.
Okay, good, good. We're moving on. Yep. And then so we're going to go to the longest masturbation session.
By me or
today? Yeah.
Okay. Before I give you numbers of like options, what would you guesstimate your longest masturbation session is, all of y'all?
I'm not going to start, not it.
Tag, you're
is that,
in.
Is that, tag, you're it.
Is that single masturbation session without orgasm or including multiple and then not stopping in between sessions? Or do I get a refractory period?
God damn.
I'm going deep here.
Too many questions.
Clearly.
I don't know. I'm going to say without orgasming.
Oh, God. That's short.
Yeah.
Judy's like, I have no self-control.
But I also don't know because I didn't really look that far into
Sorry. Yeah, you've got to get it done over here. I reckon I've gone for at least.
Don't look at me when you
answer. Oh, well, I'm trying to figure it out now. I want you to back me up on a comment. What do you reckon?
Wait, was she there?
Yeah, well, sometimes. An hour?
An hour. Okay, cool. I'm sorry. Sorry, that was judgmental.
Yeah, you can be judgmental.
That's cool.
An hour?
Better?
Yeah, better. Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Judy. What was yours, Judy?
Oh, no, I'm way out of this one because...
That's 6 minutes. 7 minutes, maybe.
Is that seven in seven?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I am really proud of myself if I make it to the end of the video.
And how long is the video?
7 to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Like one time I think I made it to almost 15 minutes and I was like, oh, I got shit to do. Like, I should probably finish this up. I am not an edger.
Yeah, I can't.
So I would say somewhere around the 9 minute mark.
Yeah.
But maybe 15. I don't think that's real. I think that's just me trying to be impressive. Angelo, do you have a number? What's yours?
I mean,
48 seconds?
No. No, because I tried to edge myself sometimes and just to see if I can.
And?
Yeah, I can. I'd say probably 20, 30 minutes, something. Wow, like that.
That's impressive.
Yeah, something in that book.
I'm surprised because I know you, and like part of you is like, I should be really doing laundry.
I do need to vacuum the floor.
Yeah. Oh, I should probably clean the toilets.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the options you have to choose from are 3 hours, 56 minutes.
Do we have a gender? Does it matter?
It's a male. Okay, it's a male.
It is.
6 hours, 19 minutes. 9 hours, 33 minutes. 14 hours and 24 minutes.
Oh, I
can't even stay awake for 14 hours.
That's right. I'm going to lock in the 9 hours and, you know, probably send him off for some RSI surgery or something.
Which is the other thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, it's like that dude from Lady in the Water. like half his muscles are giant and the other half look like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, second one.
6 hours.
I'm with the 6 hour. I like 6 hours, right. 19 minutes.
So it's 9 hours and 33 minutes.
I hate Kobe.
However, I saw one article, again, this is all not Guinness, right? So I saw another article that said that he beat that record the next year at 9 hours and 58 minutes. So somewhere around that.
So he might have beat it off.
So this was in 2000.
Yeah, at the end, otherwise it'd be a longer record.
So 2009, Japanese Masanobu Sato won the endurance competition at the annual
endurance competition at is a great definition.
Wait. Yeah. At the annual Masturbate-a-thon fundraiser hosted by San Francisco Center for Sex and Culture.
Sure.
So this was an event that first surfaced in the 90s to destigmatize solo sex and self-pleasure. Also, though, I could not verify this quickly and whatnot, but I did see that there was 43-year-old Drake Hardy who was gearing up to break the record. He wanted to, I think it has, what he was trying to get to, or maybe did get to, was 10 hours and 10 minutes. Somewhere in that 9 to 10 hour mark, really close to that 10 hour mark is where the record is. And it's very likely.
Did people cheer at the end?
Drake Hardy guy beat it. But
I'm just
picturing, he beat it off, right?
I'm just picturing this Drake Hardy. You said he was gearing up, like he's got his lube, he's got his little hand wipes, he's got some muscle stuff.
He walked in.
He's stretching.
He's stretching out. He's got to stretch out.
He was walking into a montage.
Wrong theme song. Beat it. Beat it.
No, that was, you don't want to do that, right? It's the, you've got to wait for the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of one fight.
Can you imagine though? Like, I love edging, but I don't know that I could even edge someone for 9 hours. Because at some point, like, I want to sleep. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But like, it would have to be, I'm just trying to think of the rules.
What happens if you have to pee? Do you go that long without peeing? What happens when you pee?
You can masturbate and poo at the same time. I've done it. Just saying.
But if you...
I broke two of them. I love that Judy's like, well, yeah.
Hang on.
Go on.
So if he takes his hand off it, is he disqualified?
Is it like chess? Your move's over. Like,
your move is over.
And you have to swap hands without releasing. Like, come on.
Yeah, but
I'm
like,
going to be looking arguably, this up.
Who hasn't been laying naked on the couch watching Wednesday on Netflix while jacking off and eating potato chips?
Did you keep it on there the whole show?
Well, no, because I don't go longer than 7 minutes. It was just during her sexy dance thing.
Oh, Angela's crying.
I was trying to just look at like what the rules of a masturbate-a-thon are.
As you do.
Thank you.
And so this was from 2006. I also don't know. I mean, this is not from like the official website.
This is
I don't know.
Official masturbate-a-thon. This is the CD Pro. This is A-League masturbative fun.
This is all I could find very quickly. But we have competition rules. No touching other participants. It's not masturbating if you touch other people.
I mean, that is accurate.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
True. But do you think there's that guy that's like, I'm not touching you. But he's like getting so close. Be like, stop, man. You're going to fuck up my game. And you're trying to swat him away without touching him.
We have at least 55 minutes of every hour shall be spent self-pleasuring by manual or sex toy stimulation. Participants shall have 5 minutes off every hour to replenish and renew. Off minutes may not be accumulated. Off minutes do not count towards the total. Number three, participants may continuously stimulate any part of their body as long as they are demonstrating true arousal to such stimulation. Number three. Wait, that's double number three. Anyway, number four.
Number three.
I know, that's what it says. Number four, no faking orgasm. Do not waste our time. If you have an orgasm, we're happy for you, but this is not our goal. The first detected faked orgasm shall be a reason for 15-minute penalty against accumulated time. The second detected fake orgasm shall be a 30-minute fine against accumulated time, and the third will disqualify the offender from further competition at that event.
Honestly think we should instill that rule at Pentagon. You faked an orgasm.
Yep,
you got a 15 more minutes, buddy.
To the box.
Penalty box.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
That wow.
Mm-hmm. I the 5 minutes off for some self-care and things every hour, I get that. But I think after edging for 3 hours, you wouldn't want to sneeze because that'd be the end of the game.
I mean, could you imagine, though, like a referee or whatever comes out and goes,
10 hours, 7 minutes. That's you.
The time is now 4:55. You may have 5 minutes. To use the toilet, visit the craft services bar. hug your mother, and then get back into your seat. Like, and do you think there's like a guy behind you that's massaging your shoulders and like squirting water in your mouth, going, "You can do it, Colby. You've been working for this your whole fucking life, Mike. Like you're gonna get it. Like don't you let it. The dream is in your eye. The cream is in your junk. You're gonna get it, mate. You can do it."
You think it's gone so Guy Ritchie?
Yeah. I believe in you, mate.
All right. That's not a record I want to take on, by the way.
Mm.
I'm not doing that.
Mm.
I'm going to be honest. I might start working for this.
Yeah.
Bradford in 2025.
Yeah.
Wait, who is this Bradford that's now okay with edging?
If I'm doing it myself, I evolving? Can do other things.
Are you evolving?
I'm evolving. I feel like I could do other things. That's the great thing, right? Okay. Like the whole time I'm edging, like.
Are you cooking me dinner? Because that's important.
No, I'd be like. I could break two records at once in that I've edged and watched every episode of CSI.
I'm just thinking that if you can get to maybe 22, 24 minutes, you'll probably get most improved at next year's Masturbator Conference.
I want most improved. That's so awesome.
Everyone gets a medal.
Yeah. Participation awards.
It's a little semi-erect penis trophy. Like, almost there, buddy.
Participation award.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all we have time for
You've
today.
You've come so far.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, next time... Look, and we are not going to make our guests, go through the next round because Angela still has to do work on it. But the next recording we will do will be on a cruise ship.
Woo!
Yes. And so then we'll put it out there so that you can have it. So I will warn you, the sound quality may not be as good as it is this time. There may be a few...
No, we're just going to like... pile that room up full pillows. We're going to ask them for every spare pillow on that ship, and we're going to make it like as soundproof as possible.
I think we just commandeer the captain's club and get that. We are, of course.
I do have a roll of
Garçon.
Of the soundproofing at home.
We're going to bring that with us. I'm sorry. Hey, could you put this up for us? But why? I prefer if you don't ask questions.
Also, can you put the lotion in the basket?
It's for Bradford. He has a thing. He's trying to beat a record. He's trying to beat off a record. It's fine.
It won't take long.
If I make it to 20 minutes, I'm impressed with myself. Yes. So
stay tuned for part three of this trilogy that we didn't know was going to be a trilogy.
This is like the Lord of the Rings, and I'm the Gollum. So welcome back, and thank you for joining us. Yes. Email us, theatomsoflove. I had to think, what the fuck is going on? theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can submit a question, comment, or rude remark to any of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Or you can join us on our Discord. All you have to do is support us at any level at patreon.com/bythepodcast. So thank you very much to Kobe and Judy for being our prisoners, being our guests for another podcast tonight. And we will see you all next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.